sign up for the SD Expo mailing list to receive conference updates and the 2006 conference catalog. Go to www.sdexpo.com.
Hello, world, and welcome to Ask Udi, the podcast where listeners get their questions on SOA and web services answered. This is your host, Udi Dahan, bringing you the cold hard facts you need to make decisions about SOA. I am the software simplest, helping you keep it simple. This podcast is brought to you exclusively by Dr. Dobbs Journal, leading the computer press and covering practical technology, languages, platforms, and tools, online at www.ddj.com. Also, don't forget to visit my blog, www.udidahan.com, for more information. Well, in the comments of my first blog post, that would be the Hello World post, Bill Rogers asked, in general, how would you explain the relationships, if any, between master data management, service-oriented architectures, and business process management? To my mind, these three buzzcronyms are linked, in that MDM can foster better SOA, which in turn may enable better BPM. As such, they could be considered a tripartite whole instead of individual initiatives, and are in order of precedence in order for the success of that whole to be realized. Would you agree or disagree? Well, that's quite a question. This week I wanted to focus in on BPM, that's business process management, not only because it's something that's been coming up quite a bit recently. David Linthicum, in his service-oriented architecture expert podcast, I think that was number 41 that he talked about the relationship between SOA and BPM. I'll have a link to that. And something that's been coming up now and again in the conferences. So I guess we really should delve into it a little bit more this time than I did on my blog post where I tried to give the short answer to it. So before we go much further with this whole BPM thing, let's first give it a definition. I think I'll use one of the definitions that are already out there. The loosely coupled side defines BPM as activities that hone and direct business processes with the aim of enhancing their responsiveness and efficiency, such as design, deployment, instrumentation, direction, and analysis. Important elements include business process modeling, orchestration, and business activity monitoring. That's BAM, another one of the acronyms that's been gaining some traction. Well, I guess before we really delve down into the relationship between the BPM and SOA, you sort of have to look at BPM on two sides of the equation, one on the business side, the other on the technical side, the same thing with SOA, and map each of them in their own different domains. So, business process modeling. First, we have as process of BPM, or what it is that the BPM people do, they usually sort of start with, well, what's the business doing today? What are the current business processes? They usually start from a departmental perspective, map what are the departments, what are the flows between them in terms of which person does what, if it's a part of acquire a new customer process. The acquire a new customer process sometimes breaks down into web-based new customer process, or we get it from the call center, and it sort of starts drifting to the somewhat technical side, because pretty quickly, when you want to go from the business side, today businesses are, I'd say, you know, half automated, and everything that's ever talked about on the business side is eventually talked about in the vocabulary of the customer enters in this system. So we can't really get away from the effect that the IT systems have on the business vocabulary. So these business processes, once they are mapped, they are usually mapped in terms of the enterprise's existing applications, their existing systems. And a lot of the business process modeling sort of comes and says, okay, what do we have today and where do we want to go? That in and of itself is just fine. The problem comes in when the BPM guys use their BPM suites and their BPM tools to analyze these flows and say, well, this isn't good, it should really work like this. And then say, okay, now in order for us to do BPM and SOA, we want the SOA to change these systems in such a way so that our business processes will be shorter, will have less hops to go through them. And that in and of itself is fine. Personally, I think they try to go a bit too far with their automation and tools. You can't really expect to take the output of one of these tools and say, okay, implement that, and really expect that to work well on your first try. On the SOA side of the things, again, we've been talking about SOA quite a bit. When we're talking about SOA or the services in SOA that we are going for, services in SOA are very different from a lot of the applications and systems that you see in enterprise IT today. The main difference being that these services are business focused. They are large. They are often quite a bit larger than the business applications and the line of business applications that you see out there today. So it's really quite difficult to say, okay, we're going to take the output of our BPM tool and crank out services with that. What we'll often find is that there will be a number of business processes that deal in similar areas that will be mapped or will be handled by a single service, which pretty much ties in with everything that people have been saying about SOA for quite some time now. Coarse-grained business-level services, you'd often find some level of correlation between the departments or business units of a company and the services that are relevant over there. And because of that, you'd often find that the business processes that relate to that business unit would be well-hosted within that service, which is really great from an SOA perspective, but it really sort of conflicts with what the BPM tools are doing, because they're still talking in terms of the systems that are already out there, while the SOA guys are like, well, we don't really care about those systems. We'll rewrite them, we'll wrap them in order to get to our high-level business service, and then we'll see something interesting, that an entire business process will actually be hosted or will exist within a single business service. Now, that's in many cases, and obviously not all of them, and for certain kinds of business processes. For the most part, you see the business process management people dealing in sort of two levels. One is the business unit level. They're sort of brought in to analyze the processes and flows within a business unit, and that works just fine, and it works great. Again, you have the mismatch between the services that we want to get to and the systems that are there today. And the other level is the enterprise level. When we're talking about business processes at the entire enterprise level, I think that the BPM tools, in their attempt, or rather their focus on the existing systems in the enterprise, really miss out an opportunity here. At the enterprise level, I'd really like to see a lot more analysis on the enterprise level flows, business side only, between the business units. What are the roles of the people involved? Less so of the systems, systems being just utilities that people use to get their jobs done. And once we get that, those business processes, those enterprise scale business processes, that would be a really great sounding board for our services that we've created in order to check out these high-level use cases, these enterprise-level use cases, by running them through the services that we've identified in the enterprise. So that's really the two levels of BPM and how I see them going into SOA. On a more technical level, and I've been hinting at this before, BPM, again, with its focus on the existing applications, I think it does everybody a disservice. Once we get to the business-level services, we'll find that a lot of the business process flows are handled by a workflow layer, a long-running workflow layer within the service. I think that that's a great opportunity for the BPM suites to come in, hook into the orchestration tools, the choreography tools, the workflow tools that are out there. Again, with a focus on being internal to a single service, this goes very much against the grain of the EAI crowd that are still focusing on getting data from one application to another. I see that a lot more as an implementation detail, something that will probably be evolved away over time as the business applications are rewritten and wrapped and legacy systems are again wrapped. The focus really has to be on what's inside the service and what's outside the service, because the technical and business constraints are really different in each one of those areas. So that's really where I think that the BPM crowd has to focus. Again, the whole BPM versus SOA, there is no versus in there. I think BPM is great. It's evolving. I think SOA is great. It's evolving. The two should really be focusing on how to integrate better, how to get the concepts down so that we all work towards the same direction. And for the people down in the trenches, all I can say is it's hard today. The tools really aren't there yet. Each one is still sort of vying for market share, and the interoperability isn't really that great. It'll get better. It'll take some time, so have patience. And I guess the main message would be don't settle for what the tools give you. Don't let them guide your solution. Come up with your own solution. Come up with your own architecture. Do the business analysis. Use the domain experts, the business experts, to tell you in terms of business what they're doing today, what they want to be doing in the future, and then map that to your view of the future in terms of services. Have a plan, work towards it, realize that it won't happen overnight. Everybody's been saying this all the time, but it's worth reiterating. There is no big bang, silver bullet, etc. So, Bill, getting back to your question, I know I haven't talked about master data management because I view that as being much more technical, and I think the BPM and SOA crowd really have a lot to say to each other on the business level and on the technical level. But again, these are at higher levels than what master data management has to come in. For those of you that are looking for my views on master data management, check out my blog post. I'll have a link to that as well. I really think that BPM and SOA will work together. There really is no precedence, as you sort of stated in there, that there is no MDM and then SOA and then BPM. You know, just focus on the business, map it to the services, go from the services directly to the technical level, and don't let the tools lead you astray. So that wraps it up for this week. If you do have any questions you'd like to have answered, don't hesitate. Send me an email at podcast@udidahan.com. That's UDIDAHAN.com. Again, really happy to see the number of subscribers going up. Questions via email, via comments are more than welcome. That wraps it up. I hope that clears up the whole BPM SOA thing a bit more. And until next week then, I'll see you then. Keep it simple. Bye-bye.
Sign up for the SD Expo mailing list to receive conference updates and the 2006 conference catalog. Go to www.sdexpo.com.